Do you feel you're spending a lot of time on your marketing and not getting much done? After 40, even 60, even 80 hours of just working on your marketing each and every week, you just feel you're putting in so many hours, but you're not getting a ton of results? Well, we're about to fix that today. Hi everyone, I'm Neil Patel, and today I'm gonna teach you how to stop overthinking your marketing and how to do your work 5 times faster. Before we get started, make sure you subscribe to this channel. That way, when I release more videos like this, you'll get notified. Now, you're probably overthinking your marketing if A, you're trying to be perfect, B, you're polishing up graphics, C, you're polishing up your social media text-based content or copy, D, you're getting sad when your content piece doesn't perform. It's just an indicator that you need to try another approach. So let's go over how you can work 5 times faster and more effectively. The first thing you need to do is break down the overwhelming projects into baby steps. In marketing, there's a lot of things that take time, but they can be broken down into baby steps. For example, when it comes to SEO, there's link building, there's writing content, there's promoting the content, there's things like cross-linking, there's on-page SEO. You can break them all into small bite-sized chunks. When you break it down, write it on a paper as if, hey, here's what you have to do for this day. Or here's what you have to do for this task. And what I like doing is writing it down on paper or creating tasks and breaking it all into bite-sized chunks. And I ideally try to make them small enough where I can complete something within 30 minutes to hour at the latest. When you do that, you'll find yourself being much more efficient and you'll get a lot more done. When you have something that's just so big and overwhelming, you're just like, all right, this is gonna take a while. And then when you have that kind of attitude and you feel that way, things just move slow and you're not gonna get things done as fast. The next thing I want you to do is always think about why you're doing a certain activity. Do you really need to do it? See, sometimes we're slaves to our own list. We have all these actions in our to-do list. We're like, all right, we're gonna go do this today, and we break it all down. But are some of these things even important? Well, if they are, you should be doing them. If they're not, you know, double check with yourself, like, hey, is this actually gonna move the needle? If it's not gonna move the needle, then don't do it. It's not put it on the sidelines. I'm talking about don't do it at all. Focus on the stuff that's gonna move the needle. And the reason you need to do that is that'll help you determine what's important, urgent, or even necessary. And once you figure that out, you'll now know where to prioritize your time. The next thing you wanna do, identify and focus on the activities that have caused the majority of your results so far. It's the 80-20 rule, right? The Pareto principle, in which 20% of the stuff you do will produce 80% of the results. You know, it's so funny. I talk with a lot of my sales guys and they're just like, yeah, closing all these deals, I'm on the phone, I'm following up with everyone. I'm like, you're following up with too many people. Why don't you focus on the right accounts that are gonna make us the majority of the money? The same goes with your marketing efforts. Look at what has the biggest impact. Focus on that. The 80% of the stuff that you're spending your time on produces the least amount of results. The stuff that you're barely spending time on is producing a lot of the results. So you wanna shift it and spend almost all your time on the stuff that's gonna produce the highest ROI. Next, I want you to outsource the lowest level activities in your business. Whether that's creating graphics for Instagram or graphics for, you know, Facebook or LinkedIn or whatever it may be, or editing your videos or optimizing your title tags. There's a lot of basic stuff that you're probably spending 10, 15 hours on that you could have other people help you out. For example, if you're doing a lot of research for your blog post and you're doing it all manually, you can even use tools like Ubersuggest, or you can just pay someone 5, 10, 15 bucks and they can do that for you. So consider outsourcing when you can. Next, I want you to start creating processes. When you have a process in place, and it could be in a form of checklist that someone has to do all these things in order to get the specific action, then what you'll find is people will be much more efficient. You can then figure out, all right, what part of the checklist is taking me most of the time, the least amount of time, what parts aren't really needed. That allows you to fine tune your process so you can get faster and faster. The beautiful part is about creating these processes is once you have them, it allows you to more effectively outsource your work and find people who can do the work for you. The reason being is because they have processes step by step. Then you need to automate everything you can. From social media scheduling, there's tools like Hootsuite. For email deliverability, tools like ConvertKit. Even email collection, there's tools like HelloBar. YouTube video scheduling, you can automate a lot of this stuff. If you do it manually, you're wasting time. Then I want you to create as much content as possible in batches. Whether it's text on social media, quotes for images on social media, podcasts, for example, with my marketing school podcast, we tend to record roughly 15 episodes in a 2 to 3 hour chunk. That just gives you an idea of how batching is important. It allows us to get a lot done in a short amount of time, that way we don't have to keep doing it. If you're doing it on a daily basis, you're breaking up your train of thought. The last thing you want to do is be like, all right, now I got to create content. All right, now I got to promote it. All right, now I got to jump to a meeting. You want to do things in batches because that'll allow you to become more efficiently. Last but not least, I want you to repurpose more of your content. Turn your blog posts into social media quotes. Heck, you can even take your blog posts and repost them on social media. Use image captions, video captions, right? Turn your blog posts into outlines for videos. I do a lot of this. Turn your videos into social media content. You guys get the point. Now, when you do all of this, it'll make you more efficient. Now, if you're struggling getting the most out of your marketing, feel free to check out my ad agency, Neil Patel Digital. And if you enjoyed this video, like it, share it, tell other people about it, leave a comment below. Thank you very much.